to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen. I'm here with Dean McMurray, the military medium. This is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Except for one thing. Dean couldn't make it today. That's the only thing that didn't work out right. I got a text message from 10 minutes ago. Oh, Walt, I got a problem. I can't come today. Sorry for the late notice. Like, okay. Well, what do I do? Well, it's like Ghostbusters. Who do you call? You call Kathy Mason. She just jumps right in.
And it just worked out that I could help you. It was perfect.
It worked absolutely perfect. And also gives us an opportunity to tell people what you've been so busy with lately. Cause I mean, you've been just working your tail off. Tell people about it.
Really fun. Well, we're working on a spirituality gone wild cafe, which is, because Debbie drinks this, cup of gratitude, which she calls cup of grata. So right. Of course you have to go to the cafe and I drink chai. I drink tea. So it was a cafe, and the theme is creating the spirit of abundance, which is perfect with law of attraction.
Absolutely.
So there's 18 speakers, and then there's free gifts from almost every one of the speakers, and they're just so cool. It's all international. And then on Friday night, Walt and Andrew Kaplan, and I don't know who else, maybe those you guys, are going to do a section of law of attraction and abundance, to start us off. And then the next, right after you are on, Catherine Skaggs, who is a shamanic healer, teacher, artist. She does soul portraits. Amazing. She's going to do a painting live.
Wow.
For us for the event.
Very nice.
Energy together. Oh, and she is magical being.
Wow.
And then after that, my friend Earl Corey, who plays 17 different kinds of flutes.
Whoa.
He and his friend Bruce, who play a lot of the music in the background of Gaia TV's shows, are going to do a special meditation show for us.
Wow.
And so from 5 to 9 on Friday, we got party online on this channel. And then, the rest of it's on sgwcafe.com. You sign up there. And then, there's hour after hour, there's 18 amazing speakers that are giving so much cool stuff. I mean, just each one of them is, your heart just goes, wah, wah. And, so many nuggets of great information and free gifts. Free is always good.
Free is good.
They're always fun.
We like free.
Well, these people are so generous. I mean, honestly, when you think about part of the law of attraction is being grateful and being generous, but starting that boomerang, you know, to go out.
Yes.
And they just are serving. They're just in so much service and so much love and so much awareness that, that they want to help people empower themselves, which is what you're doing.
Yep.
That all these themes are so perfect for right now where people are having to go through so much change. So, and I just can't say enough. I'm so excited.
Well, I can tell, and for good reason. And it's actually becoming apparent to me why it is that the universe interfered and made Dean have to go off in a different direction, because it was important for you to come on today to tell people what was going on. So this is all working out the way it was supposed to work out.
So cool. So cool. And I had an interview that she canceled, or else I would not have been able to do this.
So there it is, right?
Yeah.
This is the universe doing its thing the way it inimically does. Nobody else can do it like the universe can.
Well, I think what it is too is that, who was it? Todd Medina said at one point when people were talking about sensitives, which I'm very sensitive, sensitives being really affected by all these changes, whether it's the global energy of fear and change and angst and loss. There's a lot of loss.
Sure.
so, and we're so much more connected than we ever have been. I mean, pin drops in India and we know about it here.
Well, that's the truth.
That didn't happen before. So he said, when you start to go into that, just get busy and do something to help someone else, create something.
Sure.
And that's really what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing to do, because what you're really talking about there is raising your vibe to help raise other people's vibe. I mean, what's better than that? The best thing you can possibly do in life is to get your vibe to a higher level, because that's where better things happen. So great philosophy. I love it. That's a fabulous thing to do.
Yeah. And so I found, I guess altogether, if you count Friday and Saturday, I got 20 plus people.
Wow.
That are doing this. So that's really remarkable that people are that generous with their time and with their experience and their gifts, really.
Well, I'm also very privileged to have been one of the ones to have been asked. I mean, seriously, that's a real privilege. So I want to thank you for that, too.
Oh, sure. No, of course. How could we not? We're talking about abundance.
This is true.
Law of attraction is about abundance at every level.
It is, yes. And that's always important to remember, because abundance is not limited to just one little thing that we were asking for. It's in everything, everywhere.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And the work that you're doing by helping people be empowered to make better choices, create different practices, work on their thought processes, really look at what they want. Because I think in so many cases, people have been focused on what they don't want, and they like
to talk
about it and grind in that energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, yeah. And that's one of the reasons we refocus. I mean, what we're talking about at this moment is the power of pivoting, learning how to pivot away from the thing that you really don't want toward the thing that you do want, or at least toward a vibration that you like better. And that skill is a skill that most of the world hasn't learned yet. So I feel like we're doing a very important thing just by helping to get that message out alone. Plus, we have a lot of fun doing it. So it just makes it easier.
Well, what was interesting, I have a show called Conscious Business Zone. I do it live on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And this morning I got to interview this woman, Courtney, that wrote this book called Four Gifts. There we go. Sorry.
Four Gifts
for Highly Sensitive People. It's a Hay House book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating. She said 20% of humanity is highly sensitive.
Really?
Interesting. That high.
Yeah, I didn't know that would be that high.
Statistics. So you think about all these people that you're helping that already get the law of attraction because they feel it, and they feel when they're not in flow. Isn't that cool?
That is
100%.
Cool.
I never thought it was that many.
I mean, I knew that here in the United States, roughly 10% of the population was already familiar with the law of attraction, but that was rare because most countries it's like 1%. So to hear 20% have sensitivity like that, that's encouraging. That's very encouraging.
Yeah. So if they're sensitive, that means that they're actually in touch with more than their emotional, their nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Is aware and alert. And a lot of times that does mean that people are more intuitive and psychic and all of that. So,
Very cool. Very cool. This is good.
That was super cool. That was super cool. Cause she's a bridge. She's kind of got the science and trying to combine the science with the, it's metaphysics really what that is rather than quantum physics. So, I mean, there's so much confusion on the religion, the ancient traditions, version of everything. And I'm sure, I wonder, did anybody ever study about law of attraction and like the Vedas or?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I haven't explored it here on this program. We've explored similarities between law of attraction and Christianity. I even had a guest on many, many years ago who was a spokesman or spokeswoman actually for the Islamic faith. And we were exploring to what degree does the law of attraction play a role in that faith. It's actually fairly limited, although the spirit of it she found to be very similar in some ways to what Islamic law teaches. But we haven't done anything with any of the more smaller spiritual belief systems, with a few exceptions thrown in, occasional reference to, like, you know, Akashic records or something like that. But for the most part, it's just the majors that we've looked at.
Well, so that's I use the Akashic records every day. Mm-hmm. I'm in there, and that's my guarantee that I'm in to access more information.
And you gave us a really good primer on that last time you were on too, which was great. Yeah.
Well, and that's what she was talking about as well, is giving people tools that help them, because a lot of times she's works in a clinic as a doctor. She's not a official doctor, but she's trained to help. It's not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but it's some medical support for sensitives.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And their families. And she said it also ran in the family.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know anyone in my family was as weird as me, but.
Well, actually, I know a few people in my family who are as weird as I am, and that worked out very nicely. Yeah. But both my sister and my brother and my sister-in-law, all three, to varying degrees, are into law of attraction. My sister was actually into various spiritual things long before the rest of us were. So, yeah. Weirdness runs in our blood.
Well, it's being sensitive.
Mm.
You know, that's what she was saying. I mean, basically, because, you know, so much of this jargon that we get out of spiritual groups there aren't words when you have feelings.
Yeah, it's often hard to describe.
You're just interpreting the best you can using this. But you feel it if we could use telepathy, I'd just have you feel it.
Well, that's actually part of what we do. I mean, here on the show, very often we're trying to find way to apply words to stuff that is, like you say, purely emotional, purely feeling oriented, because we want to understand it. We want to transmit it to others. So it's a challenge, but it's not always a challenge we're able to easily meet. I'll agree to that part for sure.
Well, yeah, I think it's fascinating. And I think that's the excitement, is we're really kind of at a cutting edge moment. What you're doing with your show, where you're on the cutting edge of infinite possibilities, and you're giving us like a smorgasbord buffet of all the different ways that you can see yourself and reconnect to your soul.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, it also helps when you have a whole bunch of experts who come on. It makes it so much more professional when you do that.
Okay, so since we don't have a military medium here today, how about you tell us what you do?
Well, all right. I actually have a couple of emails that I was going to share with Dean, but I wanted to share them with you because I figured we could get your input on it too, and mine, and they're from listeners. Now one of them, I'll bring this one up again next week because it was, something that she was specifically asking him, but I figured I'd bring it up this week just in case, we can give her something, because you are a very, sensitive person anyway, so you might have something for her. Her name's Deidre. She's a longtime listener, and she says, "Hi, Walt. I hope all is well there with you and yours. Still enjoying your podcast every day and love your new presenters. I was listening to Dean today. This was a week ago. And I would love a psychic reading for him, anything he thinks is relevant to my world at this moment. I know that this is general, but," and this is a direct quote from Dean, "F it." So I thought I'd throw that out there just in case you pick anything up that might be useful for Deidre.
Let me see. I did open up the records before this.
Okay.
I think what they're showing me is that there's a great knowing that she's going to come to.
Ooh.
That there's something that she's thought about but wanted validation before she'd act on it. But there's a great knowing, which means it's part of her soul path and an opportunity for her to it's part of her soul mission.
Okay. That's cool because, I mean, the fact that she is, in a sense, opening up to ask, okay, tell me what's going on that I need to know about, means that she's ready to receive whatever that is that's coming her way. So that's a good thing.
She'll get validation.
Yeah.
That's what, I got knowing. That's what they said right away. Tell her.
In fact, I get the sense that what you're telling her right now is part of the validation.
Oh, okay.
I mean, seriously, that's the way I'm picking it up right now. So.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. You're sensitive. I don't know. I see either movies when I really connect with somebody, I see a movie or right then they just said it and showed me the word.
That's cool. Okay. That's good. And Louisa, who's listening to the live stream, says, I love the idea of accessing the Akashic Records. You make it look so easy, Kathy.
Oh, okay. So, Louisa, I could recommend somebody to take a class with, if you want. It was my teacher, and I didn't realize I was already in it, but this is the way I make sure that I get in when I need to in and out. Rather than stay there. And her name is Darlis Mays. And she's on Facebook. And I can connect you if you want. She was my teacher. And what a beautiful being. And she does. She lives in Jupiter, Florida. Jupiter.
And yeah, appropriate, right?
But she's a soul sister. She's amazing. So I would highly recommend taking her class if you want to learn how to do it, because everybody can do it.
That's cool. And I also want to acknowledge Ibrahim, who's saying hello from Palestine. He's tuning in.
How about that? That's pretty cool. Welcome.
Yeah. Let's talk about being international. We're definitely international today. No doubt about that.
Yes. Sending a lot of love there.
Oh, yeah. Tons of love. Yes, because there's a lot going on right now. Yep.
Yeah.
But I applaud you for exploring the positive side of spiritual, because by doing that, you are helping to bring the solution. You're helping to bring the peace that everybody wants there. So, yeah, good job. Well, way to go. So, okay, so there's the first one. Hopefully that's helpful to Deidre. But Deidre, I promise I will bring it up with Dean again next week, too. So you'll get a double dose of it.
A double daily dose.
Yeah. But we got a second one too. And I got to tell you a little bit of the background on this one, Kathy. This is a woman who first contacted us in March. And Louie and I discussed her first note, in which she talked about how she'd been listening to Eloy today for I believe it was the previous 2 months, as part of her effort to overcome violence and alcoholism in her family.
Okay.
And what she wrote was, your show has changed my life. And when you read the whole thing that she wrote the first time, it was like mind blowing, because she's an Aboriginal. She's from Australia. She's one of the Aboriginal people. And her parents, I believe, are what's known as, I think they're called the Stolen Generation or something like that. Basically, they were the generation that the settlers decided weren't really able to take care of their own. So they got kind of absorbed into the state and basically pulled out of their own culture, and it created all kinds of problems. I never even heard the whole story. I had to go look it up after she sent in her email to us, but it's quite a horrific story. So that kind of gives you a little bit of a background. And she wrote this email that basically told about how she'd been listening to the show. She'd been making changes in her own life. She had previously been very depressed, and now she was turning things around. She was going to go to school to get a degree in some sort of social work kind of thing. I can't remember exactly what it was. I mean, huge changes. And she had a major breakthrough with her mother, who had never really known how to connect with anybody emotionally. And wow. You know, like there was like all these things that had been happening. So anyway, she's writing in again to talk about, you know, what's been going on. So she says, your show changed my life. By the way, you changed your own life. I just want to say that. We call her Abby, by the way, not her real name, but because she's Aboriginal, we call her Abby. So Abby, you actually deserve the credit. You're the one who changed your life, but we're certainly glad to have played a role in it. She says, I am still in debt. I'm still helping my family get through life. And there are a lot of obstacles that I still haven't conquered. But you know what? I'm okay. For the first time in my life, she says, I feel an inner peace and happiness within me. I have let go of all the pain, accepted the past, and I want to enjoy the rest of my years here on earth. I now look at the positives more than the negatives. Boy, that's a great breakthrough. Today is the day I start my diploma in social services. All right. Way to go, Abby. Those were pieces from the previous email. This is the new email that she wrote it in. She says, so Walt read my story on LOA Today show a while ago. I've been practicing my self-love and trying to manage my life with a little more happiness than stress anyway. There's still a lot going on in my family, and I just found out I am pregnant with my first child. I had a dream that my late mother came to me with a baby before I found out. Now, although I try to be as positive as I can that everything will work out, I sometimes find myself stressing about whether I'm doing the right thing. So will everything be okay in terms of having my child and managing my life and my family? So that's what she's asking this time around. What do you think?
I'm getting more about the baby than about her.
Okay.
So the new children coming in are bringing in new, it's almost like we're evolving to a new species of human. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's pregnant, is one of those people wanted to come in. And they're saying that she'll experience love like she's never experienced before, and it will help give her life purpose. Her child, and I don't know which gender it is. One second, I don't know. I guess they're not going to tell me that. The child is going to be her teacher as much as she is its teacher.
Very interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, that fits the overall theme we've talked about a lot, which is that the next generation is coming in, first of all, with all of the knowledge based on what previous generations have learned. I mean, they already have that, and they're adding to it, and they're basically playing a major role in this overall global energy shift that's going on, this energy raise that's going on, right? So it sounds like this is almost like one of the leading guides, leading soldiers, if you want, who are part of that overall change that's happening.
It's that, but it's more the new human is going to be more peaceful,
mm-hmm.
and so she's going to have this being that, first of all, will give her life purpose, but she'll have this experience of what it's like to be in peace. She's not in peace right now. She's now, she has experienced chaos and probably conflict about, they're saying conflict about her origins, the teaching of her origins, because that when you have colonialism, there's a new structure
Superimposed.
Thank you. I can't talk.
I have trouble sometimes myself. It's okay.
but they're showing that this is her soul's path too. It was part of her soul assignment, but that her child will be such a blessing to her that the question that she's asking won't be relevant.
So I guess the answer to her questions, will everything be okay in terms of having my child and managing her life and family? Sounds like the answer is overwhelmingly yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's great. That's really great.
But I think this is the other thing is that, this idea that you're responsible for your whole family, she's going to be responsible for that baby, but she's going to learn how to find joy and love for herself.
Mm.
And that it's not her job necessarily to find it for everyone else.
And her last email indicated that she had been learning exactly that. So I think what you're really saying is she's going to be continuing that. Because that previous email, I mean, Kathy, after all this stuff she went through, she had gotten herself into a really, really good place. That takes a lot of work, as you know. That just takes a whole lot of work. So, so she's made a lot of progress.
The people that I find that have trauma like that, or they chose before they came into physical to have trauma like that, mm-hmm. they did it to have compassion to help guide others.
Ah, okay.
So her experience, and she'll be more actualized when she has the baby, and while she's nurturing the baby and getting that love back and forth, that's divine. And you just don't have those experiences. She's had the tough side. Now mm-hmm. she'll have the gift nice. Of it. Yeah.
Well, that also kind of reminds me that if we're dealing with stuff, which we all do, right? And we're learning from that stuff. It's a challenge because so much of what, like in her case, she wants to be able to help her family. She wants to help her mom who has passed on, and her father, and, you know, ancestors and other people who are like her, who are Aboriginal and so forth. And what you're reminding her of is that it's not really her job. But what it also reminds me of is, if she continues the path of building herself and freeing herself and, you know, trusting that her child is going to help her in that same way, she's going to become a leader just by being who she is. So she doesn't anymore have to worry about being responsible for anybody else. She can trust that since she is a beacon, so to speak, she's doing all she needs to do. She doesn't have to do anything more. She's already having the influence that she's wanted to have, right?
Yes. And one other thing to add is that when she clears the obstacles that she has to self-love and to peace, she's clearing it in the whole family lineage.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So that's part of this law of attraction opportunity for her mm-hmm. is that there's quite a bit of benefit that isn't difficult for her to do. It's for herself, but it ripples through.
Really good. Okay. Well, hopefully, Abby, that was helpful to you too. Do write in again. Tell us what's happening as time goes on. I mean, I got to tell you, Kathy, the first time we heard from her, Louie and I were basically, we were the ones who reviewed her first email, and we were just in awe of what she's going through and how well she's come through it. You know, so that was inspiring to us. And so we're just hoping and praying that she continues on her path, because her path is exciting for us.
Right. You know? Yeah. I mean, the thing is that you can't really teach or guide until you've walked the path.
True. Yeah, so exactly.
Walking it with the opportunity to be not just a beacon of light, but a teacher, right. A guide, right? It's not just, I did it.
I think also by doing it, she becomes the teacher. I don't think you can really separate the two at that point, because what's she going to do? She's going to talk about it. And when she talks about it, she's teaching. She can't really avoid it. It's just part of the conversation at that point. So,
and it's part of her soul choice.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's all I was saying, is that mm-hmm. her soul chose, of all the beings to jump into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chose that being that had that family and had that whole situation in order to experience that, to be, to push through it and to help others push mm-hmm. through it.
Now, you mentioned earlier to Louise, where you can learn more, where you learned about the Akashic Records and who your teacher was. Ibrahim, who we met earlier, asked a question. He says, what's the simplest way to access the Akashic Records?
Well, I think there's lots of books. In fact, on my bookshelf back here, I could probably show you three books that talk mm-hmm. about it. But it is a field of information that you access. I access through a prayer. Mm. And it's a specific prayer that Darlis gave us after we took the class. I assume you need some knowledge before you can really access it on a regular basis. That's why we had a 2-day class. Mm-hmm. She does it online, I think a little bit shorter, more condensed. Yeah, I'll be glad to connect you. I just was shocked. In our class at Darlis's, we weren't at her house. We were in California. One of the exercises was to break out in pairs, and I got to be with this guy, David Powell, who is a delightful man. And we were given a card deck, and the card deck had beautiful art on each one of them. And he said, so part of the training was, could I read what was on that card?
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked after doing the training and the activations or whatever she did with us. I was able to tell what was on that card. He turned it around and went, really?
I did it.
and I didn't cheat.
No, I believe you.
If I would have realized that I could have, maybe I would have, but I didn't, I didn't cheat. And the pattern that was on there, I could describe it. I told him what colors,
wow.
Everything. And we both went like, ooh. And he's like looking at me like, what, are you a witch? You know, but what it is, so when
well, you should have said, yeah, I'm the good witch of the north. That way it would have been okay, right?
I didn't even really, at that time, I was so in it, wanting to be a good student. Yeah. I didn't even think of that, but we had a lot of fun. And I don't know if she did, she might have done activations like Reiki. But the reason why I brought it up is that I've been in this field on and off since I was 8, but I didn't know how to turn it on or turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
So this prayer, this access prayer turns it on. And this morning I did it and all of a sudden everything was brighter and clearer and without coffee, it was, yeah, it's so cool for me. I'm so lucky that I have that.
I love that without coffee. That was great. So, okay. Well, hopefully, Ibrahim, that gives you an idea.
Yeah.
And,
after we're done, I'll put Darlis's contact information
in.
You guys, I really recommend her. And she
sounds good.
A delight.
Now, Louisa is jumping in because she's liking this conversation a lot. So she's got a rather extensive comment and question for us here. Okay. So here she is. She says, the universe is currently teaching me how to open everyone so they can access and experience divine receivership. Parentheses is an outward giving energy as opposed to an inward energy around getting. Close parentheses. And then she says, which I think is linked with the fifth dimension. It's so much easier than I thought it was. Turns a lot of old understanding on its head. Now, is there anything it would be useful to know in the Akashic records?
About divine receivership.
I think so, yes.
Okay, so let me see.
Well, actually, you can interpret it a couple ways because she also mentions how she's currently teaching, the universe is currently teaching her how to open to everyone else. So they can access and experience divine receivership. So it's, I think it's kind of like a twofold question. It's about her, but it's also about her efforts to help others.
Okay. So the idea of the Akashic Records, the Akashic Records hold the history and they're galactic Akashic Records. And then there's Earth Akashic Records. A lot of people feel that the Akashic Records are in a crystal in the center of the Earth. And it's like, just like your hard drive on your computer, your technology has crystals and uses it as storage. A lot of people say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't experience it that way. I experience it as a field.
Okay.
It's not like I go and open a book or anything. I just ask and maybe teachers and guides explain. So what this might be, the best way to explain this is that everything is in divine order and divine timing. So the idea of you learning receiving is probably in your divine time to learn it. Let's see what else. Hold on a second. And that is, that's a, it's very typical in women. The divine, okay. Oh, this is really interesting. Okay. So, Lisa, what you're helping to do is rebalance the divine masculine, divine feminine by doing this work. The divine feminine has been receiving physically, but not emotionally and spiritually in over these, patriarchal times. And now everyone has both male and female in them, and this balance is coming. So most likely you're receiving is this spiritual receiving for possibly the divine feminine, because it was, it's been totally out of balance. And that's what I see. You are, that is fascinating. That is a wonderful, wonderful, gift, what you're doing. Wonderful. Wonderful. And, what's going to happen is there's layers of it. They're showing me a spiral, and each spiral has like steps, lines across that are layered. So where you're starting and you're thinking you're doing here, it will eventually create, much higher vibrational, wave. It's like it's a, this divine receiving is going to cause, give access to higher perspectives of that, that'll be part of the healing of humanity.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty validating, I would say. So Louisa, you got something to work with there. That's pretty good.
The fifth dimension is our dimension back to love. I think fourth dimension, we're in third. Fourth is still in polarity, and the fifth is more to love. And then, of course, there's lots of other dimensions. Mm-hmm. But what she's doing is you can't really be in the fifth dimension and be in polarity. And so what she's doing, the divine give and receive, it's been so out of balance for so long. So that's part of polarity as well. So okay. That's, yeah, wonderful.
Interesting that you mentioned that. I want to explore that point for just a moment. You know David Strickle, I think,
uh-huh.
The Stream of David. And the stream likes to make the point often that we came into this life in order to experience the polarity. That's one of our main purposes for being here. So I just wanted you to take a moment to kind of address that fact in conjunction with what you were just saying, that, you know, the fifth dimension is a different realm, so to speak, and one that many people aspire to. So how do the two work together?
That's a great conversation. Thank you. Okay. When we say that we're going to the fifth dimension, it means that we're going to be open to it while we're still in 3D. We are not ascending out of our bodies. We came in, we stood in line as souls to get these bodies, to be here right now, one of the biggest changes, the biggest opportunities in the history of mankind. What the opening to fifth dimension means, that you are consciously aware of your aspect in that, but you're still in 3D. The 3D experience, which is polarity, which is contrast, is how you know what's still to be cleared and cleaned, what's still an obstacle to your spiritual growth. I mean, everything's about expanding and growing your spiritual growth. So you're not ascending like you see the ascended masters, and you picture Jesus, and you picture all the holy art where it's floating and they're glowing. That isn't the trip here on earth. You didn't come here for that. For huge spiritual growth. And the only way you can see what's still there to be triggered is the polarity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the more you clear, the more access you have to that higher. So you're actually looking in the fifth dimension. You can actually look at. So if I go up to the fifth dimension or higher, I become an observer of us talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have access to that observing being while we're here.
Right.
And I'm starting to get really hot. So something's happening. When you do that, is you're looking at the perspective of the one, not just yourself.
What I like about this is I think there's a tendency that we humans have to assume that the higher vibrational levels are, quote, good, unquote, and the lower vibrational levels are bad, quote, unquote. And there's really no such thing as good and bad where that's concerned, is there? I mean, they're just different levels that are different places where different things, different right. vibrations happen, different experiences happen, different kinds of stuff going on. But well, they're just different levels.
That's very true. And I think some of us came in to break open the, just like the 100th monkey or the 4-minute mile. That I think there's a bunch of us that came here to help make the higher dimensions available for everyone. And so there's almost like a pathway, just like that lady this morning that interviewed, that's a mm-hmm. pathway for sensitives. Mm-hmm. There's people like Victoria Reynolds, I choose also on Spirituality Gone Wild, that are showing the pathway to being able to access the highest essence of you and use it here in third dimension. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden that causes different kinds of contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, I think, that old version of get me out of here. I'm going to ascend. I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Mine to be here. This is the greatest show in the galaxy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So much change and so many, I mean, you can almost feel it that there's, peace and then there's not peace and then it's in almost a wave form.
True. Oh yeah. And some people would say it's an ongoing wave. It's the wave that never stops.
well, until it does.
Until it does eventually. Well, actually, I'm not so sure. Maybe it doesn't because I'm thinking back to something that the stream once told me in a conversation I had with a stream here on the show where they said, once you put out something, it goes on forever. It never stops.
Well,
which is an important point, I think.
Right. Well, everything is energy, but right. energy can be transformed to something else.
It can be transformed. That's right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But thought is a whole nother subject, which is part of the law of attraction. Mike Dooley says thoughts are things. And,
so does neopositivity, by the way. I just want to throw that in, you know.
Okay. but that's what I'm saying is once you start looking at life that way, it's a whole different opportunity to play. It's a different game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different game. The idea that the law of attraction is a law just like gravity. And if you want to be empowered by it, you just learn a few things like gratitude and some of the other things that you teach and that you feature and your life transforms. It's an empowerment tool.
Which is exactly what we need anyway. I mean, if we're diving into this world of contrast as deliberately as you say we did, and I finally have come to terms with, yeah, I guess I really did do that. I don't know what I was thinking, but I guess I did. But once I've come to those terms, then I have to realize, okay, well, then I did it for a reason. Okay, well, if I did it for a reason, then what am I here for? Well, how about to enjoy? How about to find a way to gain that empowerment? How about, because I want to be, I don't want to be the person who it happens to. I want to be the person who directs my own life. I want to have, a degree of control. I want to feel like I am the one who's making the decisions about where am I going? Am I diving into contrast today? Am I rising up to the higher love channel? Where am I going today? It's up to me. Right. That's the thing it's I'm trying muscle. To develop.
It's a muscle.
It's a muscle. Yeah. Right?
And most people aren't aware of it. And so the more that you have different people on here so that different people can give a different aspect of it until someone goes, ah, I get it now. Cause mm-hmm. you may have to hear, it's like a song. You may have to hear the same words in 10 different songs until you, oh, that one gets me. That's the way
that's
it
true.
Is.
That's true. A couple comments from Louise I just want to share. She said, thank you so much, Kathy. Whoa. That helps me so much. I know it's about unity and oneness as an experienced awakening. And then she adds in saying, I love the wave theory with the double split theory. We are so in this awakening as unknown frequency. So, yeah.
Good.
You scored some points there. That was really cool.
Good. Yeah. I always like to score points.
Well, good.
I've never done this.
I've never figured out where you actually, I mean, this is a question Louise and I have. My wife Louise and I have addressed many times over the years. Where do you turn in brownie points? We've never figured that one out.
Oh, well, you have to get badges.
Oh, okay.
And you wear the little thing, and then you get to learn the little
sign. Yeah, okay.
The anthem. Anyway, no, you know what? I don't think there is anything like that, but it's how you feel. Yes. Joy is the answer. Joy is the gig. That's the game. How to get to joy and peace and how to bring as much fun into this whole thing. And you do a great job at that, Walt. I mean, think of most of the shows you have. You're laughing and you're having fun. Life's too serious. Come on. Oh.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, that's why I latched on to the subtitle, Your Daily Dose of Happy, because I realized very early on doing this podcast, just how negative this world can be, just how focused and we almost like we're hypnotized by the negativity to the point where it's our constant source of attention. And then we don't understand why it is our lives are kind of drifting in ways that we don't want it to go because we're focusing on all the stuff that we don't like so much. So yeah, that was a conscious decision I made to say, this is your daily dose of happy because I realized I wasn't the only one who needed that. We all need that. Every single one of us, every day, we need to give it to ourselves. We need to share it with others. By the way, speaking of which, I should put in a little promo here. If you're not sharing with others, why aren't you? Come on, share.
Yeah.
We want you to share the Elevate Today Show. We want you to share Spirituality Gone Wild. Share it with others. I mean, one of the easy ways to do it is with the Elevate Today app. I mean, not only does it give you an easy way to share with others and help them experience what the Elevate Today Show is about, your daily dose of happy, but it also connects you into organizations like Spirituality Gone Wild. It has, and we have a lot of, I don't know if you've had a chance to explore the app, Kathy, but we have a lot of little goodies. You talked about freebies. It has a lot of freebies, a lot of value adds in there. Dan Mangana's ebook, the Money Game is in there. It's a freebie that's in there.
I did go in on long, on not on my phone, but on
your computer. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go in right on your.
Yeah. Computer. Oh, yeah. You can any device it'll work on. I've got it for iPhones, for Android phones, PCs, uh-huh. Macs. It's for almost anything. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got to put in Louise's note. This is cute. She says, "I always thought that brownie points meant I could eat them without any consequences, other than total indulgent enjoyment." That's cute. I like that. But
the food, and I was thinking of brownies. That still goes to cookies. So anyway,
it does.
Well, I think what you're saying is that the tools that are available now, I mean, we're a more connected world, and the resources and the tools that are available, if people want to be empowered to choose higher vibe living and happier thoughts, there's so much available through your resources.
And we got a ton of resources in that app alone. I mean, like I said, there's Dan Mangana's ebook, The Money Game. He has another one in there. It's an audio course. It's kind of a condensed version of his best-selling book, Stepping Beyond Intention. This is quite sort of the condensed version of it. Cindy Chavez included an ebook about relationships called The Lovely Magician's Guide to Soulmate Success. There is a video course from Linda Armstrong, who was a co-host for quite some time, about high vibe living. There's also a book that I edited about 3 years ago with the help of a whole bunch of life coaches and therapists and so forth, sharing, I think it was 55 different stories on law of attraction, success stories. That's, you know, things that you've, that people attracted into their lives. So if you need inspiration, that's in there. I mean, it's just so much stuff. And that's just what we've packed in so far. We're not done, is my point. It's going to just keep coming. Plus you get the 25 most recent episodes that you can play anytime. So it's a great way to share your daily dose of happy with others just by saying, hey, you know, download the app. It's really easy. So I'm just saying, please do that. That's how we get from 1% to 10%. That's how we get from 10% to 20% is by sharing, sharing and sharing and sharing and sharing. So,
and most women do buy and use things that their friends recommend.
Men too, by the way.
I don't know. So I just said.
I can speak with authority on that one.
But I mean, women don't even get a plumber or a painter or get anyone to come do anything at their house without calling a neighbor.
True.
So that's why I thought, you know, coming from a trusted friend, this could be the best gift you could ever give them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what if you're like Louisa and you're wanting to do something to help other people? What an easy way to help somebody else. Just give them access to something that's going to help raise their vibe.
Right.
What a wonderful gift you can give, right?
Perfect.
Beautiful thing.
So, yeah.
I want to ask you something too. Cause I didn't really anticipate we were going to be doing a show about Akashic Records. I mean, that just kind of slipped in here, but since we're here, I'm going to ask you.
Okay. I'll see if I can answer.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. You're the best expert on the Akashic Records we've had so far. So if I can't ask you, I can't ask anybody.
Okay.
No, what I've always wanted to know is I gather that the Akashic Records are kind of a collection of everything that has happened, everything. And so, I mean, and you made reference to something that kind of really boggled my mind, that there's this idea that there's a crystal at the center of the earth that's kind of like the storage thing for it. And we live in an age where, you know, the technology just keeps increasing and increasing exponentially. So I can certainly conceive of the idea of a single device that is able to capture all this information. The part I haven't totally grasped is who's doing the capturing? I mean, is there a librarian? How is this being organized? Is there like a card catalog? How does it work?
That's one of those things that it's like when you read an angel book and everybody has a different aspect of what you'll find that all the different books say something different. Okay, here goes.
All right.
I tap into the galactic Akashic Records. Okay. I don't tap into just the Earth, because a lot of the beings that are here are either hybrids or from other worlds.
And what do you mean by a hybrid? Let's be specific.
That means that they may be part human from Earth and part human from another place.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Right. And that's because this big change we're going through is like the best show in the galaxy. So that's why there's 8 billion people on the Earth right now.
So P.T. Barnum didn't have the corner on it being the greatest show on Earth. It's actually gotten a lot bigger than that, is what you're saying.
I think it depends on the audience.
I suppose so, yes.
See, the thing is you have to know that there's quantum entanglement is what, quantum physics has started to explain a lot of things that the ancient indigenous used as their knowledge base, just like you were talking about the Aborigines.
Sure.
And the Maori and everything, and African tribes and the American Indians and all the indigenous. They all talked about star people.
Okay.
They all, the Vedas have battles in space. They show like nuclear battles with starship. Wow. So it was all taken as allegory. It was all taken as, just like the Bible could be seen as allegory or
history. Right. Right.
So what we're finding is that once, and I believe we're in a time of disclosure where we'll start seeing who we really are and how powerful we really are and how connected we are to everything. And then the law of attraction becomes almost a necessary, and that I shouldn't use those words because people will reject that, but it's for us to go to that higher new human that can use telepathy and that can use can live in peace.
I think I call it a stepping stone, really.
I think it's a quantum step.
Okay, well, so it's a very big stepping stone.
I do. For us to go from being savage and feeling that everything, that we have to conquer and own everything, to being that we're part of the nature of the earth and that everything is here for us, that we got a quantum jump almost to get to there, right? And that's part of the law of attraction, is that it's abundance.
Well, what you're reminding me, though, is that there's also the flip side, which is it's only hard if we think it's hard. It's going to be easy if we think it's easy.
Well, I guess I'm saying that when you asked about where is the Akashic Records stored, I'm not personally that, I don't want to, I'm not trying to bypass your question, but I'm not that interested.
No, that's fine.
Interested in the galactic version, because the galactic version gives you all the other lifetimes.
I was just trying to understand. I mean, I was envisioning it like a library. So I was trying to imagine, how much does the library analogy hold up? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I use that analogy. I think that's a correct analogy. And there's so much more.
Okay.
We are multi-dimensional beings. There is so much of us that is not in this physical body. And I had a spiritually transformative experience 16, 17 years ago where I got to see who I really was. Yeah. And I was like an ant in the spotlight of me. And so I've spent the rest of, well, long time trying to bring more of that light into here.
Mm-hmm.
So my interest is more, okay, well, how do, because that's not, when you're at that level of source energy, it's not physical.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, yeah. I gotta take a moment to thank you, because literally you jumped in. I can't even say at the last minute. We were past start time when you decided to jump in. I mean, that's how last second it was. And you did it wholeheartedly and with joy, and really appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah. And I've never done that answered or gone into records for people I don't know like that.
Well, then it was about time you did. So congratulations.
Yeah, it was fun. I hope it helped.
I'm sure it did. Look what Louise's reaction was. Instantly felt that it helped her. So of course it helped. Yeah.
Good.
So thank you. Thank you for opening up that way. That was wonderful. That was great.
Yeah. Who knows what's coming out next, man?
We'll just have to wait and find out. It's going to be good. It's going to be really good.
The way I'm looking at it is that everything is changing and evolving, and everything's for my highest good. And how can it get much better than this?
It's going to keep getting better. I just don't even know how yet. But I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday. Be sure to tune in to what we do Friday night. That's going to be good. Thank you very much for jumping in at the last second. Thank you very much to all the people on the live stream who contributed some really great stuff. That was really, really very helpful. And as usual, I want to thank all of our podcast listeners, all the many hundreds who tune in every single episode, because you guys make this doing a podcast so worthwhile. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.